Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Time for our six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it's more of a nitpick, but and the game was essentially over, but I didn't love the play calling. They had two big Derrick Henry runs to start drives on back-to-back. I think it was end of the third, start of the fourth quarter. Henry had the one run take out to midfield, and then the other one like 30-some yards. I thought they could just salt the game away on either occasion, but the play calling to me was got ultra-conservative. Like they after the play at midfield, it was Henry up the middle for one, then Justice Hill up the middle for one, then they just pass to nowhere. I put it at six, but and I'm nitpicking, but I didn't love the play calling there.
Okay, six. I thought the offensive line was okay. Maybe even a little better than expected. They're saying that Ronnie leaving early again.
He talked after
was
the game.
Not real.
Yeah. They said just want to get him off his feet.
I'm going to buy that. It was certainly dicey at times, and I wonder how much of Lamar being off in the first half was just all the time that Lamar missed. But there was potential for it to be disastrous, and it wasn't disastrous. I think there's still room for improvement. I think the right side of the offensive line is something that I'm going to be real interested to see moving forward when they play again against a good team on the road. But I give them a passing grade, and I wasn't sure I was going to.
Number five.
Five is, I think it's real clear that they wanted to avoid Lamar running in this game. There was one, I guess, potential read option look, and I don't even know how much of that was something Lamar might have checked into, and he kind of bailed out of it pretty quickly and fell forward, and I think they might have graded it as a one-yard gain. You could tell, whereas I kind of believed him, he's truly 100% and thought he might show his wheels. The wheels were only coming out if it was an absolute sort of emergency. I'm glad we did see the one sprint from him for 16 yards just to see that it's there. But this, to me, was clearly not a game where they were going to fight to run the ball by implementing any sort of option looks.
My five is it was an up-and-down night for Derrick Henry. The numbers looked good at the end of the night, 19 carries for 119 yards. He had two splash runs, but short yardage and the goal line stuff early, it did not look great for Derrick Henry.
Number four.
Patrick Ricard, it's obvious to me he ain't right. I saw him got pushed backwards more last night than I think I've ever seen him pushed in his entire career going. He got trucked by Bradley Chubb on one. I've never seen that happen to him before. Obviously, he's still working himself back into shape, but Patrick Ricard is not 100%.
My four is Rashad Bateman's a bit of a ticking time bomb here. Like, I hope Lamar's return gets him going again. You got to keep running that route, man. Like, yeah. That can't happen. Quit. Then you can't turn on the, like, you can't get that personal with the official. Like, his worst tendencies are really coming out. And just his body language in general, like, I don't know. I don't love it. And the bottom line is, with this offensive line, I don't think he's going to get fed anything close to the way he got fed last year, and he ain't getting his contract readjusted again. I'm just following that away as, I don't think that's the last time we're going to see something like that, and the next time we see it, I think it's going to be higher stakes against a better team, and it might hurt you more.
By the way, the official will give you the first gripe. It was the second one that got him the flag. Like, just quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason, and talked about Bateman during TMI yesterday. Did have the touchdown, but that can't happen. Finish the route, like you're saying. Like, was he held? Sure. Should there have been a flag? Sure. But finish the route. You can go back to, what was it, the Texans game where Cooper Rush threw the pass up to him and he didn't even attempt to break it up and it got intercepted. We've seen this multiple times this year with Bateman, and it's not going to kill you against the Dolphins, but in a close game, that 15-yard penalty would be massive.
It's our six-pack of offensive observations. Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Run game still not where it needs to be, and I don't think it's going to be close to what it was. And I applaud Monk, because when it's second and three and third and one and you can't get it done with Derrick Henry and he's being bottled up under 4 yards a carry – and we're deep into this football game, it's time to go with pace and cadence and running backs who can win for you in the run game and to me in the pass game. And to me, the game turned when all of a sudden it became Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell time, and everybody who's on the field outside of the offensive lineman is a threat in the screen game. And then they all of a sudden had pace, they had cadence, they moved down the field a couple times, they stick with it early in the second half, and then by the time they go back to Derrick Henry, Miami's quit, their coaches quit, the fans have left, and then he pads his stats. But, like, they better be willing to course correct early in games when he can't win for them on early downs. And when this was a ball game, he wasn't winning for them on early downs.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. I did not like the offensive line last night. And you've got till Tuesday to get, like, that goal line situation. They couldn't get any push at all. And eventually they scored the touchdown on fourth down to Andrews. But you've got – I don't think they're taking any big swings, but Kevin Zeitler sitting in Tennessee, Cesar Ruiz in New Orleans. I go get an interior offensive lineman, because these guards aren't doing anything for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Number two.
Two is tight ends are back, baby.
Yeah.
Tight ends are back. The tight ends for the Baltimore Ravens, they combined, you look, likely at 3 for 60. Kohler at 2 for 23 and a touchdown. Andrews 2 for 22 and a touchdown. It was a big night to be a tight end a week after National Tight End Day.
We are simpatico. Tight end revival.
Number one.
Hey, Lamar superstar in the second half.
I literally wrote Lamar superstar.
For him being at 75% or whatever, and he still comes out with, you know, another game that raises his career QB rating, which is hard to do when it's already as high as it was. and four touchdowns and no picks. Somebody said he'd throw for four and no picks.
Yeah.
Yardage was down because he didn't have to throw the ball from the second drive of the third quarter on. And he showed his legs one time when he had to, so he was kind of playing with a leg tied behind his back. He remember how bad quarterbacking was around here for so long? And this is like a...
Yeah.
This was like Lamar at 75%, and it's something that would have been historically significant in the history of this franchise pre-Lamar.
That throw to Zay Flowers was incredible. Oh. That said, he can say he's 100. The 13-yard run, I had flashbacks. Remember the self-pass against the Chiefs in the AFC title game where he got clipped from behind and you knew he wasn't his regular? Like, Lamar Jackson, 100%, probably takes that for 30.
Yes.
And he got tripped from behind and ended up going for 13.
30 would have been perfect.
Yeah,
30 was the, 30 was the magic.
Yeah, yeah.
30 was the magic number for me.
Well, if he was regular Lamar, that's a 30-yard run. Instead, it was 13. And he obviously didn't want to run, but it doesn't matter. And it shows you just how much better he is than not only the guys they have on this roster beyond him, but just about anybody else. Because on a night when Lamar didn't have all of his toolkit, he still was awesome.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys pretty much had the same top three.
But so we all riding
win.
With halftime.
We all win.
Yeah. Anytime you hear Sharky, everybody wins.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. No matter who he's
cursing out.
Yeah. I do.
Even enjoy, if it's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if it's you.
Well, that's.
And my facial hair.
Yeah. Well, he does not like your facial hair.
Don't try to have a stash around him.
Yeah. He does not like your facial hair. Hey, coming up next, Ravens are 3-5. They get a mini bye and then go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The schedule is not daunting beyond that. At the Browns, who knows who'll be there? Quarterback. The Jets have one win. Will Joe Flacco still be upright when they play the Bengals? 410-583-1057. Ravens are 3-5. How are you feeling about the Ravens as this season moves forward? One ear from the people. What'd you think of last night? 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.